Okay, welcome everyone. This is an unusual Friday night. Ricky usually has tonight for her teaching, but we had to switch this week, so thank you for bearing with us. The Lord has given me a prophetic message. Well, let's say he's given me prophetic points of things that are going to be happening starting this fall and continuing out for a while. I have learned that sometimes the Lord will say to me, now, thus and so, now I'm going to do this or that. And he already uses the word now. And then 6, 7, 8 years down the road, now is finally realized. And I really took him to task, if you will, about why he used the word now when it wasn't going to take place for several years. And he reminded me that there are no 24 hours in his day. And when he says now, he is telling us that he is beginning to unfold first behind the scenes, preparing people that are going to be involved when the thing is fully manifest out in plain sight. So there's this preparatory work that goes on. Sometimes he says now and it starts tomorrow. And we see it tomorrow. But it stretches out like a snowball, going round and round down the hill and getting larger with each new day. So when he says now, we can't hold him to it's going to happen this very moment. It's going to happen according to his now. And, you know, it was the same thing with Israel. He would tell the prophets, now he was going to do something. For instance, he may have said, now I'm going to lift myself up. Now I'm going to, and on. And that didn't happen for many years. So it isn't like this is a new covenant thing. This is a God thing. And he's not required to learn our ways. We're required to learn his ways if we want to understand the prophetic. So please, as I'm sharing, some things you might look at and say, well, gee, yeah, I can see that beginning to unfold. Some things you may not see any signs whatsoever. I know in my book, Prepare, people would purchase that book when we were selling it. Now we just give it away. And they would read it. And 10 years later, 15 years later, they would pick it up again and read it and find in all these years, the book is still valid for today. And I think that's the beauty of the prophetic word. So please consider what I have to say on those whys and terms. We love having you with us. We really do. You're such a treasure to the kingdom. Thank you for coming on board. Thank you for staying with us and praying over the things that are upon God's heart. It means so much to him, and it means so much to us that he would gift us with the knowledge and understanding of these things. So faith be yours, grace be yours, and let's get going. We were at a point where things were going so beautiful under Trump, weren't we? He was just overturning one thing after another. I think that he put out a form once that he had intervened on 300 different things and saw the results that he was seeking to see. And you would think that even conservative Democrats would have thought, gee, if this guy runs again, I'm going to vote for him. And I can promise you, he did win the election. Some people say if he won the election, he'd be in the White House. Well, there is such a thing, I found out, as is called a breach of the election. And what that means is that the election has been invaded, and the man who wins the office of the presidency doesn't get it, because the man who invaded it took it illegally. Therefore, it is a breach in the election. So Biden has never been our duly elected president. He's never been our legally elected president. He's there by fraud. And he's doing things. The Lord told me that he was chipped. I think someone told me recently that Trump called Biden a Manchurian candidate. And I can promise you, if you knew the name, if you knew the word and what it means, you would be shaking your head yes, because he is. He is controlled by the most controlled puppet in the world. And this is because he is chipped. So they put him into office illegally, and he's happy, I guess, to walk around and be a puppet. He has accomplished some things, but he has not accomplished all that he would have desired to do, or all that the elite would have desired that he would do. In fact, he's failed miserably on several very important points. So I'm going to start out by saying that the danger of America being destroyed at this moment and for many years to come is gone. We have overcome that, and the Lord took us through that and brought about that desired end. Jesus did that by telling us what to pray, how to pray, when to pray. He knew the steps he was taking. He knew the steps they were taking. And he just gave us a miracle. I don't know what else to say. But let me share with you. I shared this experience, I think, in our last JA meeting or the one before. I'm not sure. But recently. And I was wrong on a few points. The overall message was correct as I shared it, but there were a few things that happened I didn't share, completely forgot about it actually, and a couple of other things that I just had fuzzy in my memory. So I look for it, I look for the revelation, pulled it out so I could read it tonight so you could hear it exactly as it occurred. And this I experienced September 28, 2020. In a prophetic experience, Ricky and I were escorted by a lovely dark-haired lady through a huge business building. The rooms were magnificent in their dimensions. One room we saw people working with architectural renderings, and in another they were creating them. In yet another room, men were crafting things. In every room, people were doing something, creating for the rebirth of this nation. The scene changed. This same woman was driving us and some of the staff, and she was an angel, incidentally, and some of the staff was driving us and some of our staff up a mountain road, or maybe it was down. At any rate, as is typical in the mountains, we were going around mountain bends. The road was full of potential danger. Suddenly we came to an unexpected end, at which we saw a brick fence guarding the cliff to avoid accidents. But through it we went, and about 40% of the automobile was dangling over the cliff when she stopped it. She turned around, looked at us, telling us not to panic, but the other in place so she could watch where she was going through the back window. Oh, I missed a sentence, sorry. And be quiet and still, she said to us. With that, she put one hand on the steering wheel and the other in place so she could watch where we were going through the back window. She was driving in reverse back onto the beautiful, seemingly new mountain road to depart. Instead of making any kind of turn to start her journey to head back up the road, she kept her gear in reverse and kept driving in reverse back up the same path from which we had just come. Further, she drove until the broken cliff wall was out of sight, being now obscured to our vision by the many bends in the road and the mountain walls by which we passed. She said that we are now on a safe path. America is now safe. The crash has been averted. We are reversing all our enemies sought to do to destroy us, but the foundation and the road to rebuild upon was intact and secure. She was so happy, as was I. It feels like a thousand pounds have been lifted off my shoulders. Ricky's visions of healing coming, and by my experience, we are out of danger. Now, had we stopped prematurely when God gave this great message, then we wouldn't have been saved. Everything would have been undone. But the Lord has kept moving us on to secure what work we had done through a couple decades of intercession. When I was reading this the day before yesterday, and I came to the sentence that talked about us driving up the road backwards until the brick wall that we had plunged through was out of sight, the Lord, the Holy Spirit came upon me, and the Urim and Thummim went off, telling me that this was true. it was true right now. The brokenness of that broken wall is evident right now of the initial healing of America. We have come beyond and we have come away from our place of brokenness. And he is working now to mend our country. Isn't that exciting? You might say, it just seems like we have so much going on. How can you say that? Well, you know, you go in to get a broken leg, a badly broken leg, repaired before they put it in the cast. And sometimes they will even break more than what was broken when you come into the office. Or sometimes they have to re-break an old break to put the leg back in the condition in which it needed to be healed. And that's what God is doing right now. He's just like tearing up the highway to put a new highway down. But I thought it was very interesting that in this experience, the highway that we went back up on, I even mentioned that it was a new highway. And that's what we're on. God is planting, he is pulling up, he's breaking up, he is solidifying. If you look at the first chapter of Jeremiah, you can see all that God has done. Let me quickly see if I can find that for you. I don't want to take a long time here, but I think it might be worth looking at. Okay, Jeremiah. That's Isaiah. Jeremiah. I thought I had this mark, but in the these first couple chapters of Jeremiah, he tells Jeremiah, I have called you to root up, to plant, to tear down, to build. Eli, if you find that.
Verse 10.
See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. He gave this to me in the very earliest days of our gatherings. And that is exactly what we've been doing. That is what God is doing right before our very eyes. We may even weep when we see some of the things he's tearing down until we began to see manifested what those things covered up. I can remember one time I was in Nigeria, and the Lord came and stood right beside me and put his hand on my shoulder and said, watch. And he left me and went on in front of me to this huge planter that had a tree in it. And the tree, as you looked at it, looked beautiful. It was so beautiful. But he, being a strong man, picked that tree up by the trunk out of that planter in just one stroke, shook off excess dirt off the roots. And what I saw shocked me, because the roots were full of corruption. And he said to me, "You see this tree? Beautiful are its branches and its leaves. But down at the center of the roots, it's full of corruption. And this is a picture of the Nigerian church. And I have to shake it. I'm going to have to shake it if I'm going to save anyone in it." And that's where we are in America. He's been shaking us. I don't want to say he's going to shake us. He's been shaking us. He shook us tremendously, terribly, when Biden took the presidency, when we knew Trump won the presidency fair and square. If that didn't shake the church and shake conservatives that weren't necessarily even saved, I don't know what has ever shaken us more. 9/11 was another shaking. And there have been many shakings of late in America, because God is trying to remove the corruption from the tree so that a healthy tree can come forward. Let me continue, please. The commissioning of the gatherings. The Lord met me in Canada for a three-hour visitation and commissioned me for the gatherings in November of 1999. The Lord instructed me in the following. He said, "Reformation, now listen, please. Reformation can break down and uproot strongholds that hinder his church from the highest and best like nothing else. It can set the nations free of," now take note, "Roman and human secularism that has entrapped nations for generations, allowing generations of Christianity to prosper." Next experience. To ease my mind, he gave me two profound experiences to help me understand Reformation. The first experience involved showing me the condition of a nation buried under Roman secularism. Roman secularism is its own, quote unquote, rule of law in the spirit realm. It took over America when the Catholic Church arrived. America, therefore, continues under the evil yoke until this present time. Therefore, Jesus needed to deal with that problem, which would require me accepting the mantle, if you will, of Reformation, which I didn't want to accept. He revealed to me that when a nation is in bondage to that form of law, it utterly destroys the life of the spirit given to nurture a nation in godliness. Reformation has the power and authority to free the nation of that Luciferian law. Isn't that exciting? There's just nothing that Lucifer can do that God can't outdo, although he likes to make you think he can outdo God anytime. Not true. another experience. The picture that he showed me was how in Luther's, this is Martin Luther, how in Luther's day, Europe was wholly covered with many feet of snow, which represented Roman secularism. Everything under the snow was asleep or dead. The satanic law negated all plant life and vegetation. The Lord's healing to that condition was to open the skies, to allow the sun to come forth and begin to warm the earth, destroying the snow and releasing the life under the snow to thrive once again. The sun represented the spirit of reformation. This is what Europe needed, and that is what we need. He desired to begin the release of this power and presence into the nation to ignite the preparation process to heal the land. What a God we serve. When we don't even know what in the world we need, he knows, and he had it all planned out. The next experience, I saw kings and queens coming from other countries in the early 1500s to sit under Luther's mantle of reformation. Once hearing and receiving what this presence of God did under Luther, they wanted to take it home with them for the healing of their own nation. Life-changing realities so dynamic occurred that they wanted this truth to thrive throughout their kingdom. Next example or experience. Leaders who were once tyrannical became kind, considerate, and even gentle with their subjects, showing concern for their well-being of the people of their nation. Now, at a different time, this was in 2012, our team went on a prayer journey, and we were out in the water, and it reads, Nita pours the oil and the salt into the water. We speak peace to the water. By your faithfulness, you've forgiven us and what we've done. These waters are under divine protection until you say otherwise, particularly because of what you've given us at the gatherings. And war will not come upon this shore at this time. We close every door to war, and you may remember, it seems like every time we turn around, there's a big halderall about war coming. We close every door to war. Thank you for your promises and mercy. Thank you for the power of your blood. Thank you for your willingness to move us onto destiny. 300 million inhabitants of America are saved because of your kindness. Then we have the Statue of Liberty. Nita cut off a connection between the U.S. eagle of Roman secularism and the torch on the Statue of Liberty. The eagle stands for Roman secularism, but yet the eagle also stands for this nation. So in his eyes, there are two eagles. Father, thank you for the authority and the power to break every stronghold you send us to in this nation. And I thank you that you are working on destroying the stronghold of Roman secularism. So we take the authority and we cut us under the torch and the eagle. The connecting link has been creating in this nation an overwhelming force of Roman secularism. We root up this stronghold, and that statue is creating here. We say to you, you are rooted up, plucked up, cast down by the Lord Jesus Christ. Any devils that are hovering around this gate, we rebuke you, and the torch will forever stand for the glory of the Lord. Then one of the men that was on our team at that time said, the statue is like a Trojan horse standing here by the Freemasons, the Illuminati of France. We declare that this will be exposed. This torch of Roman secularism and the elite of Europe and America that consider themselves the inner circle of the Committee of 300, the Olympians, that see themselves as gods, little g. We separate them and sever the link between the elite and America. We bind the power of the Olympians, the elite, the global committee of 300, and we command their kingdom to start crumbling and falling apart. We sever every connection and alliance, and we command that they leave the skies of this nation. We declare that the eagle represents the sovereignty of America under God, one nation under God. And that is what the elite have been ripping at for decades, is our sovereignty. So to bring Trump into the presidency, who talked about our sovereignty constantly, tells us that God was trying to declare to this nation, we don't need peace through a mutual unity of nations, as in the New World Order. America needed to maintain its personal sovereignty before God. So we have been walking under Reformation, the spirit of Reformation, for utterly years. In working in the GOEs, all the work that we're doing has been being done under that mantle. And it's a good thing, because its power to heal is remarkable. But it doesn't heal just on the surface. It goes down to the root of the problems and begins to root out the corruption. And that's why we keep toppling over or tripping over corruption every place we look anymore. It's because Reformation is going down to the roots and cleansing the roots of this nation from the corruption that has led us to the brink of destruction. Isn't that exciting? So I want to read one more thing, and then we're going to start on the prophetic revelations. The Lord spoke again. Revolution is about to be re-released. I had not considered the first time President Trump took the presidential office and country by storm and began a much-needed revolution. It was, however, different. Donald Trump did not come forth as I saw in the vision of the President Washington revolution. I experienced for 28 days 24/7 in February of 2012. However, we will see it unfold this time. Our President Trump is going to return like a new man. He will be a man remade in God with divine confidence, fire, strength, and full authority. This champion of righteousness will enact the historically long-awaited event of this hour. The Lord shared many things with me during this 24/7 vision. As you can well imagine, he instructed me, this is the power of revolution sent forth by my spirit to heal, form, restructure a nation, to bring it into the glory I have ordained for it. These events will constitute the next step. The events he spoke of were the ones I saw in the month-long vision. One of the things that I saw were those power men that would meet with President Washington as they would map out, plan out what the new America would look like. And the Lord tells me that Trump has his confidence and are regularly meeting and planning for America's future. They're discussing such things, such as overturning outdated and weak laws that can be used by people that want to overturn American righteousness in God. They want to get rid of archaic laws that open the door to easy takeover. They want to recreate small federal government and continue returning power back to the states. Isn't that what he spent his whole administration doing? They want to close the door to communists. The takeover now in process. The communists have been plotting and planning and doing this incredible takeover since the early 1900s. And Trump is determined to take it down. They want the hold of the Catholic Church and England broken over this nation. Now, we love England. That's our mother country. We love England. But England needs to rule itself, and we need to rise up as God's ambassador here in America. They're going after such things as abortion and human trafficking. Remember, this was in 2012 that I saw this. Return to constitutional government and rule of law. Gold and asset-backed currency to replace fiat money. They will revamp even immigration. Aren't we beginning to be shown the need for that? In ways we didn't think we would have to be shown. So we can see that although Trump is no longer in the White House, the rules of the playing field that he set in place while he was still in the White House are still being played out, and beyond Biden's capacity to stop it, it's continuing to prosper. So there are some things that Biden has been able to overturn, but Trump will overturn what he overturned in no time flat. So things look a lot worse than they are, and it's probably good because hopefully that will get more people out to vote. So the Lord says, many new changes will begin to occur beginning in October of this year, going through next year. Some will be difficult, some will not. And as he spoke this to me, I saw a vision of a kaleidoscope held by a man's hand, and it was turning the kaleidoscope, and I saw on the screen of that kaleidoscope, you know, the puzzle parts moving, twisting, changing to bring forth one beautiful picture after another. And that's what God is doing right now. He is turning the kaleidoscope of America's reality. So I want to share with you very quickly I had a dream 9/26/22 chaos from men. I saw buildings collapsing and fires exploding. Does that sound like today? You know, I've been to the Hawaiian Islands many times. I love the people over there. And I've been to Lahaina a few times. So it's sad because I look at Lahaina not as just a tragedy, but how many of the faces have I seen in the church that may have lost their homes, their businesses, and maybe even their lives in what's going on over there. I know we get information telling us how it could be a natural disaster and a very tragic one. I have my doubts because the Lord said it's going to be a time of chaos from men. I saw buildings collapsing and fires exploding. Ricky and I and people all over had cameras on our phones. There was chaos from heaven and in the earth from people. This song kept playing throughout the dream. Give glory to God, all you peoples. Give glory to God on the earth. Give glory to God. Give glory to the sun. Give glory to God, all ye peoples. People were scurrying all over out of these buildings because they wanted to get out of the chaos. This was happening all over the earth. This was not happening everywhere, only in places that refused to stop abortion. At the same time, the glory of God fell on people fighting for righteousness to save the nation and people. I have seen different visions about changing whole dynamics over the African-American people. I believe a lot of the burning was the African-Americans fighting back. The chaos will be hard, but not long. Just consider, it, for example, George Floyd. And we need, as a church, to rise up and be people of prayer. So the elite planned a Cat 4 hurricane. Now, Lahaina might look a little like what it looks like when a Cat 4 goes through an area. It can destroy an entire city and nothing flat. And that's what they had planned for America. Prayer has chiseled it down to a Cat 2, perhaps even less. I sense October will be the worst, then a bumpy road back to a good place. In the vision, we were riding in a Greyhound bus over a bumpy ride. And I said to the bus driver as we were, you know, kind of bumping against our seats, it's kind of bumpy in here. And he said, it'll be all right. It won't take us long to get there. It'll be all right. So the one in charge of the bus wasn't concerned about it at all. And I think that might be Jesus. Trump next to sign president. God has assigned him to be the next president in the White House with absolute authority. We will have to fight for it. So be prepared for that. Biden is a Manchurian president for sure. The Lord showed that to me. He has, I think, some kind of invisible tech eye, but the one I saw on him was very visible and it was scary. He is meant to solidify the New World Order, but we say no. So we have here Trump is going to return and is now working with a clandestine military group to prepare for his return. He also has a CIA type counterintelligence agency or other such organizations working with him. It is not the CIA, but a type. He has been very busy behind the scenes preparing for this moment. He is working with many organizations to aid in the behind-the-scenes operations of all the things I mentioned to you. He knows what's going on. His thumb is on the pulse of it. If Trump were here today and could talk to you, he would say, be at peace. Stand still and see the salvation of God. That's kind of reassuring, isn't it? Then we have the loyalists that you have, that you hear me talking about a lot. And they're waiting in the wings to be called forth and to serve their purpose. Now, listen to this, please. I saw the loyalists in the midst of this. I thought, these are the loyalists preparing to arise. Their calling is straight to Washington, D.C. In this time, the loyalists will reclaim D.C. for Jesus. A lot of people will get saved out of the terror of the Lord. It spread all over the world. It was like a chain reaction. Rebuilding, important at this time, past visions, New York and Washington, D.C., I saw burning, that they will be rebuilt. But this time, right. Many arrests are about to happen. We will see different military forces outside the mainstream military and other levels of law enforcement making these arrests. Again, the Lord has labeled them stealth warriors, for it will be for a substantial nighttime affair. It will happen in America and all over the nations. Extraditions will happen, lickety-split. I do not know if all I have written will happen during Biden's time in the White House. I doubt it, as he too is going to peek out and come down. As an example of what we will see, we have Roger Stone and what he experienced. What they did to him, God is going to do to them. It is like a gotcha from the Lord. They will have their homes raided with SWAT teams, similarly to what they did to him. Suddenly and massive, might I say, shock and awe. The hunters and fishers, according to Jeremiah 16:16, are bringing some in now. But in the explosion of justice that is coming, it will be like a proverbial rock slide coming down the mountain when it is time. These guys will be so busy bringing in the criminals, we have never known the like. We may be put under martial law at night for our protection, just in time for their move. And yes, Bill Gates will come down too. The good guys will temporarily ground much or all of their aircraft to prevent escape. Holding places are being erected now. Ports will be closed, preventing escape by the sea. The pickup guys will have all underground tunnels blocked. They will confiscate untold amounts of gold stored in some underground passageways meant to aid in the escape of illegal defectors. Now, when these visions came, we knew in this ministry nothing about the dumps. But since God took me down to the dumps and showed me what's going on down there, I can tell you now by sight, that is exactly what has happened. What I'm reading right now is present under the earth. It is going to be massive, even international in scope. I saw important cabal people hiding in underground places like the one in which they found Hussein, but also the Dumbs, as well as very nice underground hideouts, the Dumbs. Preparation is going on for this enormous project. I think about the one found in Southern Cal. This one was made for the elite who wanted to be involved with human trafficking. It was, or maybe still is, under a museum. I think the figure was over 1 million human traffic victims have passed through it. Next, the law will eradicate organizations specializing in human mutilations for the body parts sales, living babies, etc. These underground operations are going to be exposed. God's justice will come down on the perpetrators. And Trump started this. What I saw in 2012, Trump started in his administration just a few years later. In 2011, I had a vision of the Statue of Liberty and the number 366. The Lord said the New World Order is beginning to open up, and I saw the globe structure, sphere within a sphere. You might look that up on the internet, because it means the same thing as I saw on the Statue of Liberty. In 2024, it will be the year of liberty from the New World Order. And Rick saw, Ricky, can you unmute and say what you saw about 2024?
Oh, that his glory was going to pour in 2024.
Isn't that great? Doesn't that sound exciting? Okay, the torch on the Statue of Liberty linked to the eagle on the Capitol, Roman secularism. One of the critical things that they believe is for the separation between church and state. That was never established in our government. That is a Roman secularism edict. And God is going to tear that thing apart. It's not going to have the effect on America that they thought it would until the very end. God's going to win. Next, TOPS, T-O-P-S, T period O period P period S period, created to dismantle nations. And this is a dismantling. TOPS is an NGO created with many nations involved, many leaders, many elite leaders, created to work together for the dismantling of nations. America is a present target, but they won't win if we stand. And it was brought to my mind that George Soros is a type of this TOPS organization, where he goes into nations for the express purpose of dismantling them, and he has dismantled many nations. But God's going to give us victory. Number 8, pray against persecution. This is not God's will. He's not calling for persecution of the church. Pray against it, and pray against it not in fear, but in faith. And pray for J6 to be free. You know, all of the Christians whose children have been maimed and mutilated, so on and so forth, by the human traffickers, It is the worst kind of persecution. And as we pray against human trafficking, we need to pray against the spirit of persecution. I saw, and I want to just go through this really quick so I can go ahead and get this closed down, but I saw a serpent so large, I've never seen one like it before. What happened is I stood by a pond and watched Christians go over to that pond and watch the sharks in the pond. And as if their entertainment wasn't enough by that show, they would jump into the pond and be devoured by these sharks. And then I heard the pond say, I'm tired of just devouring silly Christians that want to jump in our waters and take a brave chance that we won't destroy them. I think it's time for us to rise up and go after the church. So all these sharks came into the being of one serpent and headed toward the city of Zion. I was perplexed. I was terrified. I was so troubled, I didn't know what to do. I went running into the city of Zion, trying to warn the people in the city what was coming. And no matter where I went, no one would listen to me. No one would believe me. So finally I ended up on the other side of the city, and I'm sitting there on the sidewalk, my heart just broken. And I'm crying out to Jesus, please come and save your church. Jesus, Satan wants to devour your church, and he's coming to do it even now. And finally, the Lord appeared to me, hovering in the sky. And he said, Nita, come and be in me. I said, oh, Jesus, I can't. You're all God. I'm just a human being. But save your church. Save your church. Help us, Jesus. He said a second time, Nita, come and be in me. This happened again a third time. Only the third time when he said it, I was taken up and brought into him right on the spot. I couldn't fight it. It just happened. And the minute we became one, I looked at the serpent who by now was hovering over the city of Zion, ready to fall upon the Christians. And I blew, but it was Jesus that was blowing against the serpent. And when the winds that came out of the mouth of Christ hit that serpent, it brought him down. And that's what we need to pray for and believe for. Now, the spiritual and earth foundations, number 9, have been being shaken, but they're going to be utterly shaken before it's over. But don't be afraid. I'm not saying that that's going to happen now, but there is a time in the future when we will see that. But don't be afraid. You belong to God, not to the world. You belong to the spiritual realm of your heavenly Father, not to the spiritual realm of the earth. So don't fear. The Lord knows how to protect his own, and you will not believe what he's capable of until you experience it. Don't be afraid. We're talking about this being years in the distance. If we will just stand until the point that the last door is closed to the enemy and God's glory can pour out over this nation. When that happens, number 10, there will not be one sick among us I don't care how deformed. I don't care how maimed. I don't care how bad the sickness. I don't care anything. There will not be one sick in the church. People coming into the church in the great move of God will be healed. There will not be one sick among us. So we are going through a time right now, and I want to close with this, where God is doing something supernatural, so magnificent. If I were to tell you, you couldn't believe it. If he were to show me what he would like to show me, I don't think I could believe it. It's so magnificent. It's so supernatural. It is so Christ. He is preparing that for his people, his church, in the earth, but also for the sheep that have not yet come to the chief shepherd of all creation. They too will be the beneficiaries of what he's doing. It will be so supernatural, so unusual, so incredible. We will be going from what the Bible promises, glory to glory to glory. He will not allow our backs to be pushed against the wall. Although we go through a brief time of discomfort, things feeling like they're going to fall down around us, it will not end up that way, and you must not give to fear. And you might say, well, how do you not give to fear? Give in to fear. You don't give in because you stay in the presence of God. You learn how to walk in the spirit of his grace, his love, his faith, his joy, his knowledge and understanding. You pray heavily for it now. You may even feel led to fast a little bit for it. But whatever the case, pray and spend time in the Word, like you were so hungry because it could be your last meal. There is a time when there will be a famine in the earth, but it will not be a famine of bread. It will be a famine of the Word. So get the Word inside of you. That's down the road, but it takes time to prepare against it. So you don't do it in fear, you do it in faith, because God is a good Father and he will help you immeasurably as you step forward and do what is the right thing to do for you. Now this is a brief list. He's given me at times a list, you know, 40, 50 points long. So, and we've only got 10 points here tonight. But these things are either in the midst of happening or will soon occur. So start your practice of rejoicing in the Lord tonight, choosing to trust him, choosing to believe him, choosing to walk in faith in his goodness, his love, his care. Don't question. Only obey. Don't question. Only trust. And he will get you through if he needs to do it by holding you in the palm of his hand. He's a good God. He's more than a good God. He's a wonderful God. And you will be singing. You will be lauding the praises of God in no time at all. Keep looking up to Jesus. Thank you.